Greetings, and this is another broadcast. It's a mobile broadcast of the King James Bible Believers broadcast. And this is Brother Scott, and we're going to do another mobile broadcast segment. Father, I ask, dear Lord, that you would watch over this message while we're on the road and keep us safe, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to get into some more of this forgiveness issues. A lot of people believe that you have to work yourself to death in order to get God's attention to be forgiven. Now, if you honestly believe that that's your way, that is your key, that is your ticket into heaven, then I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I hate to tell you this. But that is not the way into heaven. If it was the way into heaven, then Jesus Christ, the one and only begotten Son of God, who knew no sin and became sin for sinful man, he went to the cross in vain. And I just want to convey that the world has many beliefs, the world has many views, the world has many practices. The view that I adhere to is simply the sound doctrine from rightly dividing the word of truth. Notice I didn't say the word of God. There's certain denominational groups that will get in there and they'll change that word. And they'll say, rightly divide the word of God. It's not rightly dividing the word of God. It's rightly dividing the word of truth. And what are you doing when you rightly divide the word of truth? You're looking in that Bible and you're looking to see what it is that God wrote to you right now in your lifetime on this world. What does not apply to you, you leave it alone. And then you stay out of trouble. But when you try to apply things that have nothing to do with you, you will get into trouble. You will set yourself up for failure. You will set yourself up for heartache. Now, Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. And unless you are of one of the, really, truly, one of the 12 tribes that James wrote about scattered abroad, you're a Gentile. Well, then, what are you doing following after the writings of somebody that did not write to you? We come from the mystery, hidden from the foundation of the world. We have nothing to do with prophecy. But we need prophecy. Prophecy is not necessarily to us, but it was for us because it was through prophecy that Jesus Christ came into this world. And it was through prophecy that the lineage of the bloodline was set in place so that he might come and die for the sins of the world. So friend, it's not by a system of works. It's not by a denominational view. It's not by a denominational name. It's not by anything, but and by and through the finished work of Jesus Christ. What he completed on the cross of Calvary—that is what you got. That is how you get into heaven. You want a key to unlock the door? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That is your key. It's not getting dipped in water or sprinkled by water. It's not being involved in a certain denominational view. It's not having affiliations with certain religious groups. It's not following after what grandma and grandpa said was God's way. It's not following after what mommy and daddy said just because they had a certain view that means that's the way you're supposed to go. It's by and through the finished work at the cross of Calvary, and it's the risen Savior, not the baby in the cradle or the manger. It's not putting back on the cross and sacrificing a fresh anew. He's the risen Savior. Who was it that the Apostle Paul had an encounter with at the road to Damascus? The risen and living Lord Jesus Christ. And that is who you need to have an encounter with. If you've not believed on him, then you've believed in vain, or you've not believed at all. If you believe in vain or not believe at all, you're definitely going to hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Why don't you have an encounter right there, right now, with Jesus Christ, and let him strike you blind according to the ways of the world, and just put your trust on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on him and know the forgiveness of sin. You read over in Colossians that you attain full forgiveness and redemption and all your deeds, all your transgressions, your slate wiped clean. You attain full, complete forgiveness. It's not run to the altar. Every single source. It's full, complete forgiveness. That's how God treats us. How does he treat you? It's through and by the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that full work, and because of that complete work, what does he completely and fully give you? He completely and fully forgives you completely and fully of all your sins. That's what he does. He wipes your slate clean. It's all right if you want to go back to the four Gospels and see the earthly ministry of the earthly Jesus Christ, who walked in a robe of flesh after the similitude of sinful man. But when you see Paul in his encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not walking about in an earthly tabernacle. He's walking about in a perfect, resurrected, everlasting appearance and body that never sees corruption. It never dies. It never decays away. And friend, that is what the Lord Jesus Christ can do for you. Though this body might be destroyed by the skin worms, yet in your flesh can you see God? It's what Job said. That's what Job told. So if you have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I beg with you, I plead with you, will you put your trust on the Lord Jesus Christ and know the forgiveness of sin? This has been Brother Scott with the King James Bible Believers Broadcast. If you wish to email me, please do so at kjvpreacher@inbox, that's INBOX.com. May God richly bless you.